So some people can see ghosts, some can't. Why is that? See, the ghosts, their possession, there are three ways. There is three kinds of interactions are there. There is communication, there is possession, and there is apparition. So communication means, like, you may have heard of planchettes, where there are some people who are trained mediums. And somebody says, you know, I want to communicate with my grandfather, I want to communicate with my uncle who has died. And then there are mediums. So these mediums have some mystical power, some kind of strange powers by which they attract those people. And then they start writing something. Or there's a board on which they write. And then the messages from the deceased people are transmitted through that board. Now, most of this is hocus pocus. But there are some cases where it's very clear. So these people sometimes write in a language which they themselves don't know. The mediums, they write in a language which they themselves don't know. And it's legible, it's intelligible, but they don't understand. Somebody who knows that language, they understand it. So mediums have been well documented. Many hoaxes, but there are some authentic also. So that is one kind. That is simply communication. We don't see anything, we don't feel anything, but the person writes something. So that's communication. Another level of interaction with non-physical beings is through possession, where they enter into us. Another level is apparition. Apparition means you see a particular. Sometimes some people say that, oh, I saw my grandfather over here, I saw my spouse over here, or whatever. So now, again, much of it can be imagination, but some of it is well documented again. So sometimes these ghostly beings have that power. And some people, especially if their communication, their connection with that person is very strong, then they may be able to perceive it. So some ghostly beings, some deceased beings may have that power to appear in a particular form. And some people may have the capacity to perceive that. If the connection between them is very strong, then it happens. So the exact mechanism of how this happens, we don't know. But there is a research published called Where Science and Spirituality Kiss. What is the idea? That they said that if there is a person who is sick, especially this was about spouses, if say the wife is very sick and she has a very loving husband, and that husband repeatedly gives positive messages, you're going to be well, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be fine. They found that where there is a loving environment, then in medical cases, two cases will be exactly identical. But one person is loud, the other person is unloud. The loud person heals faster. So now what exactly is the cause of this? Scientists will say that, oh, actually it is just that the body has its own healing mechanism. And this person feels good because somebody loves them. And that's how they're healed. That's fine. But what was also found was that just the thoughts, sending the thoughts, you know, okay, you're going to be all right. You see, normally when we are disturbed and somebody just comes and pacifies us, we feel better. So how do we feel better? Somebody may say, oh, actually when you are anxious, when you are paranoid, there are certain chemicals which are secreted in the brain. And they increase our feeling of paranoia. But words also have therapeutic value. When somebody speaks, assures us, calms us, embraces us, you know, we feel calm. So words affect the consciousness. So just as words can affect consciousness, similarly, thoughts can also affect consciousness. So basically, rather than going into specifics, we can focus on the principles. Principle is that there is more to life than physical reality.